I know you want to live a life that is bigger than the one you're living now. And I know you want to live a life that maybe is bigger or better than what you experienced growing up. But I'm here to ask you today, is your life okay? Like, is your life today okay? Are you mostly safe? Do you have food, shelter, clothes? And hear me out with this, because it might not be going where you think it's going, but this is going to change the way you think. Because your mind only cares about keeping you alive. Your mind doesn't care about what's on your vision board. Your mind doesn't care about you having the nice car or the nice wardrobe or anything like that. Your mind just wants you to survive. It really doesn't care whether you thrive or not. And this can be why changing our life can be more challenging when our life is actually okay, because we have some level of comfort. And I can't speak for every single person's circumstances. Of course not, because every single person's circumstances are so different, and some circumstances will not fit this conversation. But if you're listening to this, you have a phone, you have internet, you probably had a meal recently, you likely have some kind of home to live in, you likely have someone who does care about you and someone who loves you. And even though you want a life bigger than the one you're living, even though there might be areas in your life where you are struggling and things are tough, there is a level of comfort and there is a level of tolerance that you have created and that you are settling for. And somewhere along the line, your nervous system has found some kind of comfort in the circumstance you're in. And like I said, for some situations, this isn't going to be relevant. So I grew up in a home where there was domestic violence, alcohol abuse, and every weekend, my mom would come and sleep in my bedroom. We would shut ourselves in, barricade the door with a wardrobe, a chest of drawers, so my dad couldn't come in. I'd sleep on the floor. My mom would sleep in my bed. And this was like most weekends for the first 20 years of my life. And it wasn't comfortable. It wasn't comfortable. And my nervous system was in constant fight or flight, as you can imagine. Maybe you've experienced something similar. But of course, I was a child. I couldn't leave. I had to stay there. And my mum couldn't leave too. But looking at my life now, and maybe your life is like my life now, I am safe. I am in a warm house. I have food. Nobody's trying to kill me. So it's very comfortable. It's not the life I want, but it's comfortable. And maybe that's the situation you're in right now. You have somewhere to live. You know you have food in the fridge. Your basic needs are met. That means your nervous system's probably quite comfortable. It's chilling. It's like, yeah, okay, my needs are met. I'm not thriving, but I don't care. I'm surviving. That's what your nervous system's thinking at this point. And in that situation, you might find it takes you longer than you want to make a life change or a shift. Even if the life you're living right now is a little bit uncomfortable, like you're not living in the best circumstances, your nervous system has learned how to survive in that environment. It's become very familiar. But too much familiarity can lead to stagnation. It can lead to things not changing. And this is why the majority of people do not ever change their life. And I'm not talking about you. I know you're going to change your life. I know you are because you're listening to this. But let's say you look at Sally down the road and she's not listening to this stuff. She's just doing her day-to-day 9-to-5 and she's just living through that. Her life's not going to change much because her nervous system is very comfortable. It's surviving. Sally's not 100% happy, but she's getting through every day. No one's trying to kill her. And she's got food and shelter. She's good. But you have a greater vision. You have bigger goals. You see the bigger picture for yourself. But you might still be in this familiar situation where your nervous system is comfortable and it is settled, even though you want bigger for yourself and you feel frustrated and you feel stuck because you want your life to change faster than it maybe is. And I'm not against you having a calm nervous system. I want you to be calm and at peace. And comfort zones are useful because it does give you time to rest and regulate and grow familiar with a change that has occurred. This is when comfort zones are great. This is when familiarity is great and it really serves you. So let's say you've made a massive quantum leap. You've gone from living in one country to another. You've gone from living to a one-bedroom flat to a five-bedroom penthouse suite. These kind of big life shifts where you have jumped from living one reality into another quick. As we talk about a lot on this podcast, that's when your nervous system can get a bit dysregulated. So taking the time to find some comfort, to find some familiarity, to create a new comfort zone is going to help you find your flow. It's going to ground you. It's going to get you acclimatized to a new life you're living, a new level you're on. And then once you've found your flow with that, you get to make another shift. You get to change something up. You get to grow again. And this is sustainable shifting. This is sustainable growth. And these sustainable shifts and this sustainable growth, when you are growing, expanding, evolving, manifesting, changing your life, this is the ultimate balance of masculine and feminine, push and flow. So I want you to look at your life and then I want you to think about your vision board. I want you to think about what you want to manifest and I want you to ask yourself this question right now. Think about this right now. By having this life, think about your vision board, think about what it is that you want to manifest. So by having this life, fill in the blank, imagine it. What do I think I'm going to lose from my current life? What do I think I am leaving behind from my current life? See what comes to the surface. If you're in a position right now where you can journal on it, write it down. What do I think I'm going to lose from my current life? What do I think I'm going to leave behind? And when you're answering these questions, if things are coming up that you want to leave behind and you want to lose, and you're feeling good about losing them, great. But likely, there are going to be things coming up like, I think I could lose my friendships. I think I could lose time with my family. I think I could lose time with my partner. I think I could lose money. When you do this exercise, you might be surprised at what you actually write. That's okay. And a lot of them might be to do with your fundamental survival, which is food, shelter, money to access those things, and community, love. Let it all come to the surface. If business blocks, fears, comparison, or self-doubt are holding you back from reaching your next level of success, imagine dissolving these barriers in just 90 minutes. My clients have experienced transformational shifts. One described a new sense of calm and more clarity in financial decision-making because she is no longer operating from a dysregulated nervous system. Another client went from lacking motivation and direction to achieving her six-month goal within 2 weeks. Another client was experiencing crushing negative thoughts that had been part of her life for so long. She thought it was just who she was, and now it's like that voice in her mind has completely silenced. Transformations like this are possible in as little as one session with no need for journaling or affirmations. This is the ultimate done-for-you service for business owners who recognize they have blocks but have struggled to break through on their own. In our session, I'll target the root of your blocks without you needing to relive painful experiences. Clients have said the sessions with me are enjoyable, conversational, and totally different from coaching or therapy. So if you're looking for a fast, revolutionary approach to releasing blocks or business trauma that creates a lasting change in your business and in your personal life, book a free discovery call with me today and let's explore how I can help facilitate your next breakthrough. Spaces are limited, so find the link in the show notes. I can't wait to meet with you. And now let's get back into the episode. Because even if life isn't satisfying you right now, even if your reality right now you don't like and you want to change, I bet there are elements of your life that you really do like. So when I was in that situation growing up, there was lots of things in my life I didn't like. But what I did like was the relationship I had with my mum, the closeness I had with my mum. I liked my friends. So even if you're in a situation that is shit, there will be some elements of it that you do like. And it might be tiny, like even just a lazy Sunday morning with a coffee in bed. And that's like your Sunday thing. It's tiny in the grand scheme of life, but that's what you like. Even if the rest of life's shit, that little moment where you've got coffee, it's Sunday, you know, you've got the whole day ahead of you, the sun shining in through your window, and that's like a regular thing that goes on in your life, you like that. And it's these little pockets of peace and joy that we already have in our life today. Right now, it's these little pockets of peace and joy that could secretly block you from shifting and changing your life. Because we can look at all the things we don't like, which is what many people are doing most days when they are changing their life and they are manifesting a new reality. But they do overlook the tiny things in their life that they have now that they do enjoy and that bring them joy. And it might not even be tiny, it might be big things. And it's those things that you've got to watch when you're changing your life, because your mind is a dreamer. Your unconscious mind is the driver of your actions. It's going to control what you do. It's where your beliefs live. And sometimes it gets confused. It's the part of you that dreams. It's not logical. Sometimes it doesn't get it. It doesn't make sense. It's also very superstitious. And it can connect two things that aren't connected and bring them together with a weird connection. So for example, it might be that right now in your life, you have an incredible relationship and your mind might have an unconscious fear that should you manifest your life, let's say it's moving to Dubai, you're in a penthouse suite, you've got a yacht, you know, completely different life to what you're living, maybe. Your mind might have an unconscious worry that should you manifest that reality, your relationship doesn't come with. You might logically think that that's silly because you and your partner have talked about all of those dreams and things like that, but there might be an illogical fear that something has to give, that you're going to lose something from what you have right now that means something to you to get to the thing that you want. And to bring these fears up, because these fears can live deep, deep down, so deep that we don't realize that's what's stopping us from creating the shift. So by doing this exercise and by shining a light on fear and what you might think you'll lose or what you believe won't come with you into the life you want, that can shine a light on a load of shit that is unconsciously blocking you and creating a limiting belief for you. And just the act of bringing these things up and shining a light on them and looking at them and knowing, well, of course that's not true. Of course these things don't stop. And in fact, some of these things could even expand more and more. So let's take that relationship example. If you bring that to the surface, you realize, oh, I actually have that fear. I actually have that limiting belief. You can shine a light on it. You can look at it and you can understand, of course, that's not the case. And in fact, could your relationship get even better when you have more resources, when you're living the life that you both want? Could it not expand more and more? That exercise in itself can be enough to calm down this deep fear that your suspicious, unconscious mind may have created somewhere along the line. And you might not have any of these fears, in which case, amazing. But it's worth investigating. If you want to change your life, you believe you've been doing all the things and it's not happening. So I want you to think for now, and I'm not saying this is true, just think for now that your mind is a processor. It's processing information all of the time. It's processing data and it is processing that information in order to cause action that keeps you alive. That processor isn't like an evolved person that you are. That processor is just doing a job that is linked to you surviving. Just like I said at the start of this, it's not interested in you thriving. It's no different to a zebra or a rabbit. It's just interested in survival. Whereas you're the evolved person. You see the bigger picture. But you have this processor that doesn't understand the evolved world that you're living in right now. So if you say, I want to make £100,000 a month in my business, I want to travel the world, I want to fly first class everywhere, I want to have this booming, thriving business, a team, and I also want to have a big mansion in the country, you get it. You understand. That would be pretty good. The evolved person that you are, you might even close your eyes and be able to imagine that. But your mind, that processor, it's reading the signals that you're sending it, the feelings that you're feeling about it. And you can intentionally think about that life that you want. You can intentionally visualize, script, generate all of the positive feelings that you feel when you imagine yourself living that life. But you have layers. You have layers. And there might be a feeling 7 layers deep that stems from childhood that you didn't know you have, that is scared and worried about living that life. Scared and worried about losing something should you shift into that life. Scared and worried about leaving something, that other people might be angry at you for having that life, that you're left all alone, that you lose it all. All of these deep, deep, deep fears that are not on the surface, that are usually linked to survival. So yeah, visualizing is great. Causing those feelings is amazing. But it's also useful to do the deeper work to understand what the fuck could be scaring me about this life that I want, and bringing that up and shining a light on that. Because you know how amazing it would be to earn all the money, have all the freedom. But if there is a fear 7 layers deep or 10 layers deep, that might be enough to stop you getting it. Or it could be enough to slow you down, which is why it's useful to do this work. Because if your nervous system has never experienced earning £100,000 a month, living in a countryside mansion and only flying private, if your nervous system hasn't experienced it, how the fuck does it know it's safe? So let's start thinking of that dream life you want as an expansion of all the things you already love, plus more. Nothing gets left behind. You don't lose anything. You take the elements of your life that you love now, and you're bringing them into a new reality and expanding them more and more. So begin to reframe your perspective from focusing on what you might lose to what you'll gain. More time for your friendships, more friendships, more time for your relationships, the ability to look after your family or whatever it is. What's coming with you into the life that you want? And if any of those fears do come up and you struggle to shift them yourself, don't be putting pressure on yourself to actually shift these things. Some things you might shift yourself. Some things are very deep. And that's why I do the work that I do, because I can get to the deep stuff for you. You don't have to do it yourself. You don't have to spend years journaling this shit out. I'm here to dig out this shit to make way for the life you want, and to make sure that your mind knows it's good, it's safe, you're okay. Let me know if you enjoyed this episode. Come and drop me a message. I love to hear from you. You can also leave me a review. If you are on Spotify, just click the stars. You can also click the stars if you are on Apple. And if you have a spare 10 seconds, you can write a little sentence on Apple reviews as well. Because I love reading them. It makes me so happy and I'm so appreciative of them. I love you so much. And I'll see you in the next episode. Before you go, if you have a business and you want to unlock your business's full potential in under a minute, go and take my Breakthrough Your Business Blocks quiz now. You'll uncover what's been holding you back from your next level of success. And you'll receive a free tool to transform your limitations into liberations. Go and take the quiz now. The link is in the show notes. And let's activate your next business breakthrough.